He joins me in the studio right now. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Nick. Great to be here.
Well, look, a big congratulations on that. The Merlin Awards is not a small award.
Yeah, it's one of the most recognised magic awards in the world. It's a peer-voted award and judged by the 47,000 members of the International Magician Society. So previous winners are big guys like David Copperfield, Siegfried and Roy, and Chris Angel. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
When do you get the news on whether you've got the gong?
Sure, that'll happen in March, just a bit later this year before we kick off, which would be pretty awesome if we nail that one.
Fantastic stuff. Now, in town for a bit of a solo show, does it feel good to be back on the road just doing your own jam for a while?
Or? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, working with The Illusionist has been a really amazing experience. But I'm a small part of a very big show. So this show is my full-size, big, grand-scale show, which we're performing in a different format. It's in the Sofitel Sydney Wentworth in the beautiful, iconic Grand Ballroom.
Oh, lovely.
So it's like it's a five-star silver server style chef prepared two-course meal with the show, in the classic, you know, cabaret style that you might see in Vegas. So it's a very different experience, and we're really excited to bring it to everyone here.
Now that is fancy. I love the idea of a sit down kind of a very Vegas style in its own way, a very old school Vegas.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, and the meal is just, you know, it's really five-star. It's not like, you know, let's go have some Hungry Jack's and go see the show. It's going to be a really special experience. A great date night and really good for the family too.
Hungry Jack's and a card trick. That sounds fantastic.
That's it.
So for people who haven't seen your kind of magic, what do you specialise in?
Well, I really specialise in the large scale grand illusions. So I make a full size steam train appear on stage, make Ferraris vanish. But I also combine that with the intimate close up magic, which I perform right in the middle of the audience, but broadcast to giant screens on stage. And the audience really loves that, because when I make someone's diamond ring vanish underneath their eyes, it's real. There's no smoke or trapdoors or mirrors. And I find that that's the part of the show the audience really loves the most.
Do you think that now that magic, you know, we've seen a lot of it, we've seen some big scale stuff. Do you feel that the audience demands more and more, or do you think they get more of a kick from that, as you said, that close up, that kind of intimate style?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, you've nailed it. The audience does demand more and more. As technology and science advances, magic is always one step ahead of science.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for example, you know, like 50 years ago, the iPhone today would have been a great magic trick, because it's impossible what you can send photos and all that stuff. So we're always trying to push the boundaries with the show. So, for example, we do an illusion in the show that was made popular in the 1920s where you saw the woman in half. But I've changed it now to use a clear glass box, and I put the girl on the table, we have a petrol chainsaw, and we just slice her right up in front of the audience, and it's really quite amazing. You know, it's taking magic to the next level.
Just to be clear, this is still family friendly though.
Absolutely,
right?
There's no blood or guts, but it's very clean, but it's really, there's nothing left to the imagination. People always say, oh, why can't we see in the box? And well, now you can see everything. You know, it's really, really, really cool.
That is fascinating, because you're right about sort of illusion and technology. I loved, and it's going back years now, but of course, Pepper's Ghost, the very, very famous 18th century illusion, being used to have the Gorillaz play live on stage back in, when was that, late 90s or early noughties?
Yeah.
So it's fun seeing how that technology kind of gets changed and altered, but some of it's still really old school stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's you know, the method and the technique are all kind of, you know, very similar, but we just tweak them and you know, take them to the next level. But the basic methods and mechanics are thousands of years old. I mean, magic is the second oldest industry in the world, if you catch my drift.
I do indeed. I think we can leave that one there. Look, I know you've got a radio friendly illusion for us. I'm pretty excited about this.
Yeah, sure.
Do you want to kick it off?
We do. I mean, do you play cards?
I do play a little bit of cards.
Yeah.
I've been known to play a little five-card stud.
Sure. I don't play cards.
Okay.
I mean, no one lets me anymore.
I can't. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but I do have these here. These are my invisible cards.
I can see. Well, I clearly can't see, but I can see that you're holding what looks like a deck of cards.
Cool. You don't mind then, do you? You can take those cards.
I can take those. I have these cards right here.
Great. Just give them a little shuffle, mix them
up.
All
right. I'm actually shuffling these invisible cards.
Not bad. You're doing quite well. You just got to take them out of the box first. That always helps.
That would help.
Mean?
Yes.
Sorry
all right,
about
done.
Them.
I can't believe good. I'm actually doing this. This is good.
Okay.
Yeah, cool.
You're doing
cool.
Well. You're doing well.
Cool.
Okay. So I'd just like you to spread the cards out and reach in and just pull out any one card that you'd like. It's a free choice. Okay.
Okay. When, good, I have done this.
Show it to all your friends.
It
shouldn't
I'm showing
take too
this
long.
To the producers outside. I'm showing it to everyone in the studio.
Now, I'll tell you a little secret. Now, we haven't set this up at all.
We have not.
No. So most people think of the Ace of Spades or the Queen Queen of Hearts. So just try and think of a card that nobody else would ever think of.
All right, I'm okay. Doing it.
Have you got one?
I am.
Yep, there's no jokers.
Now, no, I've got that.
Okay, so is there any way I could possibly know what card you're thinking of right now?
Not unless you've been looking at this invisible card that I'm holding in my hand.
Sure,
no.
Sure. And no. I mean, before today, have we even met before?
We have not met before.
So you look pretty happy about that, don't you?
No, I'm very excited about this.
So I'd like you to get the card, put it back in the packet, but put it back in upside down.
Oh, okay. Yep. No,
that's
done,
good.
Done,
and
done,
shuffle
done.
The cards up.
Shuffle the cards
good.
Up.
Put them back in the box.
Yep. Cool.
And then get the box and throw it here to me. I'll catch it.
Yep. Yep.
Good shot. Perfect. Excellent. So
I was just going to say the deck of cards did just appear. I'm already impressed by that.
And that's the trick. So I hope you liked
we're
it.
We're done. Yeah, thanks.
Now, I'm going to recap. So earlier on, you put the card back in upside down.
I did.
And there's 52 cards inside there.
There is indeed.
That's a lot of choices. They're inside the box. And I haven't rearranged the order of the cards. I can't touch
it's
them.
It's even a well-used box of cards by the looks of it. I'm very impressed.
It's been around the block, let's just say that. So for the first time, what was the card that you thought of? Nice and loud.
Nice and loud? It was the Two of Diamonds.
Two of Diamonds. You don't want to change your mind?
I do not. It was 100% the Two of Diamonds.
Happy with the mind you've got.
I'm very happy with the mind
I've
got.
Okay, now just watch what I'm doing. No. I'm going to see if I can stand up here a little so I can show
please.
You nice and close here. So the Two of Diamonds. If I spread through the cards here, what you'll see, there's one card here upside down. It's the only one in the whole packet.
There is quite literally only one card upside down.
Now, when you think about the odds, that would be pretty amazing if that was the same one that you thought of,
wouldn't it?
It would
be remarkable.
What was the card again? The Ten of Diamonds?
Two of Diamonds.
Two of Diamonds.
Two of Diamonds.
Scaring me now. That's crazy.
Boy, oh boy, that is actually the Two of Diamonds. That is genuinely the Two of Diamonds.
I got no idea how you did that, but you did that very well. So,
that was incredible.
Well done.
Sam Powers, that was absolutely amazing, mate. Thank you so very much for coming in. The show kicks off 14th, 15th and 16th of April, is that right?
That's right, correct, yeah.
Sofitel Wentworth in Sydney, the Grand Ballroom. It's going to be hella amazing. We'll have a link to anyone who wants to grab tickets on 2ser.com website. Take care of yourself, and thank you very much for just blowing my mind in front of absolutely everybody.
It's what I do. Good to see you.
Good to see you.